First of all, good morning. Hope everyone's doing nicely. We are, Be'ezra Hashem, going to be learning Tomer Devorah in the slot. It is, in many ways, the what we began the Sefer last year, although I think everything stands more or less independently. I want to give a little bit of introduction to the Sefer and speak about what I think is a very important episode found here. The Sefer Tomer Devorah was written by Moshe Cordovero. Moshe Cordovero is one of the great Mekubalim in the world of Tzfas, a Talmud of Shlomo Alkavetz, the author of Lecha Dodi. A lot has been written about the nature of his Kabbalah and how it compares to the Kabbalah of the Arizal. This is definitely a Sefer that has elements of Kabbalah, although our goal in many ways is to sort of not be misyaches the same way to many of his Kabbalistic ideas, but speak about the ideas that really are very, very relevant and very important. It's a very standard and very important Musar kind of a Sefer. In many ways, the premise of the Sefer is based on a variety of comments in Chazal, a variety of comments in the Navi Micha, about how the Ribbono Shalom has certain character traits. Whatever that means in terms of how God interacts with us and how God interacts with the world. And in many ways, the best thing that we could do, Ladav Kabo, is to model our own interactions with others in the way in which God interacts, in the way in which God interacts with us. The same way that God is compassionate and God is patient. And God is willing to give us time, say in the month of Elul, that one of the earlier pieces in Tomer Devorah, the fact that when a person sins, so on some level, God should feel comfortable giving out a punishment right away. But God says, I'm going to be patient. So that serves as a model for the way that we should interact with people who give us a difficult time, which is also to be patient, which is also to be calm, which is also to give a little bit of space so people can develop each in their own way. It's a very powerful Sefer in the world of Midos. It's a very sort of important Sefer. A lot of additions have been put out on it. Some that read them through a little bit more of a Kabbalistic lens, and others that focus a bit more on some of the Musar and the Machshava. Chassidim are into the Sefer also. There's a lot of very, very important things here. What we try to do is to each week to go through a section, but to try to elaborate and express ideas, hopefully, that are relevant and that are important. And I want to just sort of introduce sort of where we are. The ideas more or less are going to stand independently. If you weren't here last year, you should still be good to go. Moshe Cordovero is talking about here in Tomer Devorah different character traits. And a lot of the character traits that he speaks about relate to being a person who is positive, to be a person. He speaks about different body parts, that with your eyes, lo yistakel behen b'shum davar maguna, using my eyes for good things, being able to identify good. He speaks about using my ears to be able to hear positive things. He speaks about the way that even my nose, which is associated in Chumash with anger, to not be the kind of person who gets angry, but to be a person who's calm, a person who has it all together. He speaks about being a person with your face being one of B'Sefer Panim Yafos, a face that models a certain kind of welcomeness, a certain kind of attitude. And then he shifts here in a way which I think is an amazing hakdama to the world of midos. He says, you know, Hare Elu Shmona Midos Tovos, in the middle of Perek Beis, he says there are all these good midos that are out there. V'kulan tachas degel ha'anava. Many of the positive midos work better when you're a person that's humble. If I'm a balgaiva, so I'm machbed on a lot of different things. It's harder for me to be patient. It's harder for me to develop a certain kind of attitude. And he says, you know, in general, and a person that wants to get close to Hashem, so the way that I can get close to Ribbono Shalom is by being a person who's patient, by being a person who's positive, by being a person that's understanding, by being a person that's empathic. All of those are ways that I can get closer. But here he shifts gears in a way which, again, I think is for many such a fundamental idea in the world of Midos. Amnam yadanu she eslus naig be'elu ha-midos tamid. M'sheyesh midos acheros she'ha'adam tzarech l'shtalim behen. Behen mi'ha-gvuros ha-tachtonos kasher nevayar. There are other midos that a person has to cultivate. And that the mida of patience, as an example, which is so good in certain contexts, done poorly, so that can permit there to be evil taking place all under the guise of your patience, but you're watching evil take place. And sometimes it becomes important to know how to respond in a particular kind of way to make sure that if the situation calls for it, so maybe here I'm not going to be as patient. Maybe this situation requires an immediate response. Maybe this situation requires sometimes even a harsh response. And that the world of Midos, says Moshe Cordovero, is that there are certain midos and there are certain time periods, certain situations when all is good and we can model a certain kind of chesed. But there are also situations that demand, in many ways, us to be able to channel other kinds of midos that are maybe not always as pleasant. And this is where it gets a little bit more complicated. So I want to try to develop this idea a little bit. In general, there's a yesod. It's found by many of the chassidim, but the Nesivas in his Perish al Torah in Parshas Bereishis, I think, has this yesod also, which is a little bit. The Rambam doesn't go this far in many ways, but suggests. Again, the Nesivas and many of the Chassidim, every single character trait can be used for good or bad. Every single midah which a person has can be used for positive or negative. The challenge is learning how to use them properly, how to be able to use them in the best way. This is the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. The Gemara tells us people that are born in certain kinds of situations, so they are predestined, an association with blood. You get to choose whether you're going to be a murderer, God forbid, you're going to be a shochet, you're going to be a moel. But what's driving that Gemara is that there are certain character traits. A person's a little bit more, again, if I like a better way of saying it, maybe violent or aggressive or active in a certain kind of direction, but they get to choose how they're going to use that. We get to choose the exact manner in which that's going to manifest itself. As an example, that's one, right? You know, I think the Piazetzner quotes from the Baal Tanya. The Baal Tanya said the same thing about a certain kind of anger. Anger is something which is not that great at all. To be a fiery personality and to be burning those around you is a very terrible thing. But if a person learns how to channel that anger, how to channel that, that can become a degree of hislavus. That same trait can move in a certain direction. Sometimes even anger maybe has a particular kind of a place. Maybe in a very limited kind of a way, there is a place for that. If the situation demands for it, maybe not internally worked up, but demonstrating a degree of anger, that can be there. The same thing is true when it comes to gaiva. The Gemara in Sota speaks very harshly about being a baal gaiva. The Gemara compares it to somebody who's a kofer be'ikr, someone who rejects the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm saying, God, it's all about me. There isn't really room for you in here. Speak very, very strongly about gaiva. But the Gemara, when it speaks there about Talmidei Chachamim, the Gemara has a line. The precise meaning of this is a machlokas, what exactly it means. But the Gemara says there, Talmidei Chacham should have a shminis shebeshminis of gaiva, an eighth of an eighth. So what that means is not so clear, what the percentage is and how that works out and what the intent of that Gemara is. Discussions in Rishonim and Achronim. But at minimum, this one of the riyas that the Nesivas quotes, what the Gemara is telling us is that as bad as gaiva is, we do need a Talmidei Chacham of certain people, let's say, have to have the confidence that they can get something, that they can get something done. There has to be a degree of confidence, and sometimes that means being a little bit strong. That's a very tricky kind of a midah to cultivate. But imagine it has to happen sometimes. A person in a position of leadership, and a person is answering complex halachic questions. It requires a degree of holy gaiva, maybe in a certain sense. Meaning, if it's true about ka'as and it's true about gaiva. It's true about many, many midas, this knowledge of when to use it and when not to use it. We're going to go through a couple more because the examples are dafka instructive. The Gemara tells us, a person with chutzpah, so chutzpah is a very, very challenging kind of midah to deal with. It's in many ways the rejection of all authority. Think of Yaakov Bender from Darche in the Five Towns. Think of one of his books about chinuch, and he talks about being patient with your children. So one of the things he says, I think, is like, yes, but chutzpah has to be dealt with sometimes like pretty strongly because chutzpah can undermine, a tremendous amount. Sometimes of brazenness, not knowing one's place, it can undermine a lot of different things. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sota that in generation before Mashiach comes, in the Ikvas of the Mashiach, the Gemara says chutzpah yaski. There's going to be a lot of chutzpah in that particular generation. That is sometimes quoted as a critique of the generation that, let's say, that we're in. Oh, our generation, it's so chutzpahdik. I don't know. They probably said that in every generation. I don't know if they weren't saying that in the 60s. I'm saying I just imagine that people, invoke that in their generation, each in their own way. The Pius Estimer was writing like that, I think, in the 1930s, meaning it's but in every generation, let's say. I once even was in Tzfas for a day, and I wandered into, one of these, I didn't know what it was. I picked up, some sefer in a shul. It was one of these, messianic Chabad kind of, kuntresses. So one of their rayas that the Rebbe was Mashiach is that our generation is not the chutzpah. So it's pashut that's the time when the Zikz is the Mashiach. Memela, the Rebbe, of course, if there's anyone that's Mashiach, Memela, it's him, and therefore it's pashut. So we can talk about the strength of that raya maybe a different time. But you know, that kind of chutzpah. There is a mesorah among some chassidim. Reb Tzadok has part of this, and Tikkat Tzadik. Reb Uri of Stralisk, who I think is like the, who was the forerunner for elements of Karlin chassidus, had the idea that chutzpah yaski is actually a kind of holy chutzpah. That knowing your place is really appropriate, but sometimes it's important to have the confidence to do something that others tell you you really can't do. And sometimes some of the greatest chidushim are used with a kind of almost holy chutzpah, which is taking place. In that sense, this yisod of Rav Moshe Cordovero is she'i asher lisnaig be'elu hamidos tamid. We want to cultivate good midos, but really living a life of good midos is also situational. And it has to do with knowing in each situation what exactly is the mida this situation demands. And a person who is always, always just compassionate, so that person, Chazal critique that person because it's going to be the moment of Mechias HaMalek and he's not going to be engaging in that particular mitzvah. And a person, obviously, who's always harsh is going to have a lot of problems also. So says Moshe Cordovero the following idea. All else being equal, so the positive midas are where we go. But we do want to make sure that in our toolbox, there is the capacity at times to channel other midos to make sure that we're using them in the right way. I'm very fond of a pshat. If anyone is here, is from Chicago. So in Skokie, the library room is dedicated in honor of, in memory of, Rav Yitzchak Sender. Rav Yitzchak Sender was a very chasher Talmud Chacham in Chicago. Wrote a couple great svarim. But one of the svarim he wrote was called Mechza Elyon, all about Navi and Nevua in Halacha. So he quotes there a beautiful insight from the Sefer Chesed Lavram. The Gemara tells us in Meseches Nedarim that there are certain prerequisites to become a Navi. One of the prerequisites to become a Navi, if I want to become a prophet, I have to be a person who's wise. I have to be a Chacham. So the simple pshat is that if a person wants to be a Navi, that requires a certain sort of intellectual development. If I want to be a person who's wise at a certain level, so I have to be a kind of person who's very insightful. I have to be the kind of person who understands Ribono Shalom, understands Torah and the like. The Chesed Lavram says, you know what it means to be a Chacham in order to be a Navi? You have to be a Chacham b'midos. We have to be a person who's wise in the usage of our midos. What that means is, the reason why it's so important, is that midos, this part of like what Musar Seder is about, I guess, in a certain sense, why not? But I have no idea. But what midos are there for is not just like good people are able to always be good people. It's very frustrating sometimes. I just want to be a good person. But the problem is that like I don't always know what to do in certain situations. Have you ever had that kind of a phenomenon? Like, I want to be good. I just want to do the right thing. I just don't know how to handle this roommate situation. Am I supposed to be like open with him about this? Am I supposed to be, you know, giving him space? I just don't know. And the idea of being a chacham in midos is the idea of learning when I'm supposed to use particular characteristics. If I'm supposed to say something to someone, I'll say it. If not, not. And everyone's having like a very complex situation, and there's a therapist giving me guidance what I'm supposed to say, and it was like, just tell me what to do. I'll do it. I'm supposed to be really direct, I'll be direct. I'm supposed to be vague, I'll be vague. Patient, strong. You just tell me. And that's the sugi of chacham and midos. So in many ways, and again, there are elements of this in Rambam. The Rambam thinks that there are certain midos that really we try to avoid entirely. But Rosh Cordovero here is that almost, I would say, the hakdama. We're going to speak next week, Be'ez Hashem, you know, a little bit more. We'll focus on time periods and situations when a person channels certain midos and not other midos. But as a hakdama here in this sefer of Moshe Cordovero, so one of the things which is very important is dafka this yisod. This yisod, which is one that is teaching me not just what the good midos are, but also how and when to be able to use them well. This is a sefer which the Shla understood. The Shla understood that a person who learns the sefer, I happen to like this line a lot because we do it once a week. The Shla said, "V'chol misha ragil b'sefer hazev v'omer oso b'chol shavua." Anyone that's ragil in the sefer, now he says v'omer oso b'chol shavua. That sounds like you're going through the whole thing every week. At least if you learn a little bit once a week, maybe a little bit is true. Obechol chodesh muftach lo shu ben olam haba. That person will be a ben olam haba. It doesn't work as a trick. Like when the Gemara says you say asher three times a day, you're going olam haba. It doesn't mean that you can eat non-kosher food, commit murder, idolatry. I'm not comparing those things. All those things, you're like, I said asher three times a day, I think I'm really good to go. Like it doesn't actually work that way. When I was a kid, someone told me that once. It was a guy that got back from the year in Israel, and he like really did not do well at all. I remember as a kid in camp. And I was like, what's going on? He's like, it's okay. I learned one thing there in Israel, and that's all that matters. Asher three times a day, and I'm good to go. So the answer is like, that's actually not what it means. And, you know, hopefully he did tshuva, because otherwise he may be in for a bit of a surprise, l'achar me'av esrim. But it's standing here. What the idea of the limud is, what the idea of the sefer is a person who learns certain things and internalizes and lives by those values, so that person is positioning themselves to be more towards a ben olam hava. That person is structuring their time so they can become one. And a lot of this sort of introduction here is she'i efshar lihisnahig be'elu hamidos tamid. I can't always be the patient, calm, edel, tzadda kind of guy. Sometimes it requires a little bit of complexity. It requires even mehagvuros hatachtonos. It is a lower level kind of amida sometimes to be strong or sometimes to be, you know, a little bit more direct, but it has a place. It has a place as long as we are appreciative and aware of the right way for us to be able to use it. What he's going to suggest, and it's going to be introduced a little bit, we'll speak next week a little bit about one time when he says you don't, it's all good and you keep it positive. But he says, lefichach, this is an important ha'ara here, it's the next paragraph. Sarach kol adam lahargil atzmo be'elu hamidos me'at me'at. There are midos that we have to have, but only use them a little bit here and there, a little bit here and there. That's already a high level kind of a thing to know, like when to use but not to use. But that's the sugya of chachma b'midos. That's the sugya of the insight and the knowledge and the awareness of when you do certain things. And just to compound the challenge, the biggest challenge is sometimes what works for one person in one scenario, a different person, same scenario, could be the worst thing in the world. Could be the worst thing in the world. If you're on a bet right now and you're thinking like, I had interactions last year with my roommates who were a year older than me, and what's an amazing thing is that the same line that may have been for you the most inspiring thing and may have like just been so uplifting, it could be the other guy in your room found that line so off-putting and pushed him away and made him feel. It's very, very hard to articulate these things, you know, wise in a wise manner and a manner which works. But at minimum, the model has to be there. Most of the time, the positive meat is all you need to have. But sometimes, again, anger, hislavas, at times, that's the Baal Tanya. Gaiva, the Gemara and Sota, normally terrible, but Shminis, Sheva Shminis. Some of the Chassidim go really extreme. You know, it's like, where's atheism have a place? Where's the holiness of atheism? Like, that kind of like, you know, rampant questioning. Some used to quote things from the Alexander Rebbe. You know, atheism has a place that if someone asks you to do a favor for him, so you shouldn't believe that God's going to take care of him in that moment. You should go yourself and take care of him in that moment. You know, like the lack of belief that someone will take care. That's not really a form of atheism. That's a form of, you know, being a kind of mitzvah. But you know, every midah has this sort of tension, and to use it well can be very uplifting and very important. Have a wonderful rest of your day.